State representatives fell 5 votes shy of expanding the rights of crime victims in the Idaho Constitution Monday. James Dawson tells us why.
Many in the hodgepodge of Democrats and Republicans who voted against the amendment say they don't disagree that Idaho could do more to help crime victims. They just don't want to amend the Constitution to do it.
I think this is the wrong manner of going about this change. It could backfire badly, and we should find that out in statute rather than in the Constitution.
That's Boise Democratic Representative Alana Rubel. She and others say any kinks that could have come out of this measure could be worked out in state code much more easily. The proposal known as Marcy's Law would have alerted victims of all court hearings involving the accused and would have let the victims testify throughout the legal process. Representative Patrick McDonald, a Boise Republican and former state trooper, backed the amendment. He says the criminal justice system invests far more attention and money into a defendant.
The victim has to have some standing here, just like the perpetrator, and at least protected and given the chance to recoup some of the damage that's done.
A similar proposal failed in committee last year. The organization behind the amendment says it will continue to advocate for these changes in the future. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.